Okay, we're on Lamed Gimel Med Aleph by the two dots, about eight lines down. Even if there's a snake tied around your ankle, you shouldn't stop your Shmonas on Rosh Hashanah. It's only if it's a snake of Akre Poseg, but if it's a scorpion, right, you got to stop your Shmonas. Right, if you fall into a pit of lions, you don't have to testify that he's dead. But if you fall into a pit filled with snakes and scorpions, you can testify that he died, because maybe the lions aren't hungry, but the snakes and scorpions for sure have killed him. So shiny asim begav, it's the matzki. No. If you fall on them and they're pressing against them, then yeah, they're going to damage you. But not necessarily does every snake or scorpion kill you, so who knows what you're going to be over here. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. Rav Shmorim Posek. If you see oxen that are running, or, you know, bulls, whatever it is, then you can stop your Shemonas. You got to stop from a bull that's a tam, 50 amas away from him. And you got to stay as far away, even as far as the eye can see. Reb Meir says that if the head of the bull is in a basket, go up to the rooftop and throw the ladder behind you. That's how far away you got to stay away from those bulls. That's by a black bull. You'll be amazed during the days of Nisan, meaning in the middle of spring. Because the Satan dances between its horns and it wants to be together with its mate. One time there was a big snake that was damaging people. Rashi says it's a combination from a snake and a turtle that were together with each other, and this is what comes out. Don't know what that means. They came. They told Rechini Midosa, Amalahem, Herali Eskaro, show me the hole. Herali Eskaro, they showed the hole. He put his ankle right by the hole. It came out and bit him, and the snake died. Not long, because if we put it on his shoulder, if you live part of the Bishon, Amalahem, Ru'ubanai, Enoron Memes, Alachim Memes, see my children. It's not the snake that dies, it's a sin that dies. And then he dropped his mic, because that was an awesome move by Rechini Medosa. At that time they said, woe to a person who meets up with such an aroid. Woe to the aroid, meets up with Rechini Medosa. In the Yerushalmi, it says an awesome little addition, whoever gets to water first will die first. Right, so over here, apparently water was made right underneath his leg. Rashi brings it over here as well. Mishnah. We mentioned by we do Saint Thomas of Bracha in the ninth Bracha. Nope, you do Havdalah as its own fourth Bracha. You do 20 Brachas of Shemana. That's Rabbi Lazar Omer. Horkina says you do it in the middle of Modi. Wait, you mentioned Mashu Bracha Medigashim. What's the reason? Because rain is just like Tchias Mesim, right? It causes the dead land to grow. The Vigil Kavu with Tchias Mesim, that's why I put in Tchias Mesim. Shalom, Berachas Hashanah, my time. What's the reason why St. Talmud of Bracha is put in Berachas Hashanah in that ninth Bracha? Amar Rav Yizmi Toshi Parnasa, because Parnasa, Vigil Kavu, Berachas Parnasa, that's why I put in the middle of Parnasa. Havdalah, Chonidas, my time. Why is Havdalah? And Chonidas, Amar Rav Yizmi Toshi Chachma, Kavu, Berachas Chachma, because it has to do with wisdom. Therefore, they put in the Bracha that's filled with wisdom. That's the fourth Bracha. Rabbanan Amri Mitoshi, Chol, the Vigil Kavu, Berachas Chai, because it's Chol, it has something to do with the week. Therefore, they were koveit to put in the bracha has to do with the normal week. Great is das, right? Because it's put in the beginning of the bracha of the chol brachos, meaning of the weekday brachos. That's how great das is. You should know that deos is so great because it's put in between names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kel, and Hashem is deos. If you don't have any das, also rachamel, you can't have mercy on such a person because he's an idiot. You can't have mercy on him, it's not going to even help. They're not an understanding of the Yishan. Therefore, their maker won't have any mercy on them. That's what Rishai was saying. Amrevi lo go to my gadol mikdash. The base of mikdash is also put between two names of a kadosh baruch hu, Amrevi lo Hashem mikdash Hashem kanu yedecha. As we say in Azosh, Amrevi lo go all adam sheish bo deki ilu nivne base mikdash biyama of anybody who has das. It's like the base mikdash was built in his days. Day on in a shayosis mikdash nutsan bein shayosis. Das was put in between two names of a kadosh baruch hu. So the base mikdash was put in between two names of Hashem. Maskif lo revacha karchi no. Elimata gadol in the commission in the Beis Shneiosis. Well, then vengeance should be awesome. It's put in between the names of Hashem, Shema El, Nekamos Hashem. Amalei in the Milta miya gadolahi. You're right. Nekama, if it's done well, is a great thing. Ofia maparan is done L'toiva. Right now, that's the Ophiah that we've done. Unfortunately, it's a god of vengeance. Q-dots. Rabbi Kiva says, you make it a bracha, Rabbi Yisbe Fiyas. Amr L'Rishim Barabba, L'Rabbi Yochanan. Make the Anshek Hezadol, take the Lem, L'Yisro, Barachas, and Fils, and Kedush, Lav Dolos. The Anshek Hezadol, right after the first basement was destroyed, and the second basement was being rebuilt, they made up for Bnei Yisrael, Barachas, Tfilas, Kedusha, and Avdol. Nixi Echatikim, why don't we ask them where they put it? Originally put Avdallah in Tefillah, Hashiru, when they got rich, Kavua Lakos, then they said, do Avdallah on a kos of wine. And when they came poor again, Chazavu Kavua B'Tefillah, they put it back into Tefillah. Hey, Mamru, and when they said, Hamadu B'Tefillah, Tzarshi Avdallah Alakos. When you do Avdallah in Tefillah, you should still do it Alakos as well. So because it was forgotten at some point, we don't know where to put it back to. Imar Nami, Amr Chibra, Amr Yochanan, Shekinazol, Tiknulam, the Torah, Brachos, Fils, Kedush, Avdallahs, B'Tefillah, Kavua B'Tefillah, Hashiru, Kavua Lakos, Chazavu Hanu, Kavua B'Tefillah, the Imran Adu B'Tefillah, Tzarshi Avdallah Kos. The same exact thing. Imar Nami, Rabbi Yosef, Imar Tavaro, Mabdu B'Tefillah, Tzarshi Avdallah Kos. And if you do Tefillah, Havdallah, you still got to do Allah Kos with wine. Amar Rava slash Rabba. Mosvina Shmaitim. We have a kasha on our Gemara. Tov lo is good gevurah shom mitzkas meisim. Let's say you make a mistake and you don't do meshiv rochem erid gashem shal berichas hashanim, and you forget to do the same tamaz vracha in the ninth bracha machzir nusol. You repeat. Avdalah chunad as we forget Avdalah. Don't worry. Machzir nusol minish yachalom ralakos, because you could say it alakos. So lo temam minish yachalom ralakos. Don't say it as you could say alakos. Ayma mibnei shom ralakos, because you say it alakos. It's not like you have the ability to. It's because you actually are. So you just got to switch the wording. Now, as a side note, we have no idea who this Rabbi Yossi is. Rabbi Yochanan, if this Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, the Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, he would have been two or three generations before Rabbi Yochanan. If there's some other Rabbi Yossi, we don't know who it is. There's Rabbi Yossi Rechanina, but usually he's known as Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. Either way, it could have been Hashem Ben Yaakov, the Mitzur, he asked Rabbi Yochanan, and I was overhearing it. If you make Avdol in the field, Tzor Shei Avdol HaKos, do you have to make Avdol HaKos or not? I'm like, Tzor Shei Avdol HaKos, and Rabbi Yochanan said yes. Well, let's say you already did Avdol HaKos. You have to, if you then daven Mariv, you have to do Avdol in your Tefillah. The Rambi says, Tefillah was the Iker Takana. That's what the Anshe Gadol Gadol did. Amri, I'm out of the Tefillah, Sergei Avdol HaKos, you still got to do Avdol HaKos. I'm out of the Kos, still Avdol HaKos. That's not the real Takana. Lokoshkandi, you have to do it if you daven later. Tanya Ravacha, Richa, Kamid Rechinino, I'm out of the Tefillah, Meshuch, Yosef, Mimishi, Avdol HaKos. If you do Avdol and Tefillah, it's better than somebody who does Avdol HaKos. If you do both, Ninuchal Brochos on Rosha. Well, then you got Brochos on your head. That's the greatest thing. Hagufa, Kasha, Amart, I'm out of the Tefillah, Meshuch, Yosef, Mimishi, Avdol HaKos. I don't understand. It's better to do it in Tefillah. I'm a tefillah dasagi, and therefore in tefillah, it's better to do it by itself. But if you do both, then you get brachos. Ifter. Once you do it with one, you're potter. Avi brachos and it's considered brachos and it's tzricha if you do it afterward. Alakos. If you make a bracha that's not necessary, then you're over on losisa. Shema Hashem alakach loshav, the third of the aseret dibros. You got to read like this. If you make Abdullah and tefillah and you don't do it in your alakos afterward, then you get brachos al rosha because you don't need to do both. That's that opinion. That's not how we pass. Let's say you made a mistake about both. Now, what should you do in such a case? You made a mistake and you ate something now. So now what do you do? If you made a mistake by both Abdullahs, meaning you didn't make the Abdullah on the coast and you didn't make Abdullah and Shemona Asri, you should go back to the beginning and start redoing it all again. You should do tefillah and you should make it ala kos. Turn the daf. Just like you make kiddush in your davening because you said, atakidasha, etc. You got to make kiddush ala kos afterward. You go ahead and make Abdullah ala kos. Two dots. Rabbi Elazar Rabbado, Rabbi Elazar says you do it in Mount Modim. Rabbi Zera Rachav Chamra. Rabbi Zera was riding a donkey. Havak Shogavals Rechiv Ravin Basra. Rechiv Ravin was walking behind him. Amalei Vadi Dam Rizim Mishmeid Rabbi Yochel Lach Rabbi Elazar Yom Tiv Shechol Yosach Rosh Shabbos. It sounds like we hold like Rabbi Elazar, if Yom Tiv falls out after Shabbos, then we make it, right, in Modim. Amalei in. He said, yeah. Halachim Lechlad Peligi. It sounds like people argue. Below Peligi. They don't argue. Of course they argue. The rabbis argue. Wait, maybe the rabbis argue and they say that you do it in Atachonin by the other days of the year. If Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, we believe it, they argue that you should do it in Modin. Wait a second, doesn't Rabbi Kiva argue? Maybe the rabbis don't argue, but Rabbi Kiva argues. So again, so the rabbis and Rabbi Elazar might agree that if Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos, you do it in Modin, right? Is there anyone that argues? Yeah, Rabbi Kiva argues. What, the rest of the year, do we do like Rabbi Kiva to make it as a fourth bracha on its own? Now we're going to do like him, or consider him a bar plukta in this case. What's the reason why we don't do like Rabbi Kiva the rest of the year? Tim Nisrei Takun, Tirsvei Lo Takun, because we only have 18 brachot on Shemana Asrei, not 19. Hakanami Shav Takun, Tim Lo Takun. So too, we only have 7 on Shabbos, we don't have 8. So we don't do like Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva is not a bar plukta. So why even bring him up? Now, we didn't say that the halachas like Rabbi Elazar. We said it makes sense. We lean toward that. Quoted Rab that the halachas like Rabbi Elazar. They said, nah, we lean toward that. Rabbi Yochanan Ramotim. Rabbi Yochanan says, we agree with it. Rabbi Rabban Nirin. It appears that way. Okay, but that's how we go right now, which means that you have to do it is in the middle of Modin. Take what Rechia Bar Abba says in your hands. Because he was medayik and learned Gemara straight from the mouth of the master very well, like Rechva Pumadisa. Harabayis, the base of Mektish itself, was a doubled up area. And there was an area within the area itself. He specifically said the word stav, even though he could have said like a room, because that's how his Rebbe said it. So Rabbi Yosef said, wait a second, I don't know what any of you are talking about. That's not what we do. We do not do Havdalah in Modim if Yom Tov falls out of Shabbos. And Rav Shmuel Yadana. This is what I know. I know from Rav and Shmuel. They made a pearl in bubble. You should tell us all the mishpatim of your tzidkus. You should teach us how to do your different laws. You inherited for us times of Sason and holidays of Nidava. And that's what we say, and that's what exactly what we do. So we don't hold like any of the opinions up above. We don't hold like Rabbi Elazar. We don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. We don't hold like the Rabban. We have a brand new thing that Rav and Shmuel said. That's the pearl that they made up. Mishnah. Mishnah says, Al Ham Omer. Somebody gets up and says, Al Kanti Bar Yigurechamecha. May your mercy, God, reach the nest of birds. Al Tov Yizachoshmecha, you should be mentioned, your name should be mentioned for good. Modim, Modim. He says, Modim twice. Mishakhanos, so we stop and we're like, that's not what you say. Says the Gemara, Bisham, Modim, Modim, Mishakhanos. I understand why you say, if you say Modim twice, you got to stop him. Mishnah is a Kashir, because it looks like he's talking to two gods. Al Tov Yizachoshmecha, Nam, Mashal, Al Tov Lora. If you say your name should be mentioned for good, it sounds like you're talking about for good and not for evil. And you got to thank God for the bad just like you thank God for the good. What's the reason why you can't say that your rachamim should reach the birds, right? When it comes to Shiluach HaKan, there are two Amoraim and Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael that argue. One says because you're causing jealousy in my separations that this bird has this and nothing else. Because you're trying to make the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into rachamim, explaining them away. Here's why you're allowed to take the eggs. And they're gzeros. We might not understand it. It might not make any sense to us whatsoever, but you still got to do them. So you can't do that. So either way, you cannot say, Al-Kanti Riyahu Rachamecha. Rachamim has nothing to do with it. It's a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't matter whether it's Rachmanus or not. There was a guy who davened in front of Rabbah and said, you had pity on the Kansipur that you would not take the eggs without sending away the mother bird. You should have pity on us. Oh, look how this guy knows how to Davin in front of his master. Didn't we learn that you have to stop him from saying such a thing? Correct. Rabbi was only trying to sharpen Abaye. He wanted to ask, see if he would get it. And Abaye obviously passed the test. There was a guy who davened in front of Rabbi Chanina. Rakel, Agadol, Gibor, Anoiro, Hadir, Hazuz, Hayorui, Hachazak, Va'amitz, Havade, Va'nichbad. Him till I decided Rabbi Chanina waited until he finished. When he finished, are those, did you finish saying all the praises of your master? Why do you have to say all those things? We say three. Hekel, Hagadol, Agibor. Hagadol, Agibor, Vaneiro. Moshe Rabbeinu Basar Baraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu had not said them in the Torah, those three words. Came and put them in our tefillah. We wouldn't say it because it's embarrassing to say something about somebody who deserves more than what we can possibly praise him. And you're saying all this, said Rabbi Chanina. It's a mashal to a king who has millions of dinar zav. And they start praising him for the silver that he owns. It sounds disgusting, so he can't do that. Don't daven that way. Two dots. Everything is in the hands of the heavens except for Yerushalayim. You cannot ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you Yerushalayim. Now you saw. What does God ask from you to do? Except fear him. Altar Yerushalayim is rusty. What do you mean? All he asked from you is to fear. Is Yerushalayim such a small little thing? What is that Kadosh Baruch Hu have in his base of in his treasury house? He has a storage house of Yerushalayim. Shema Yerus Hashem. He Otsaro. The Yira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the storage house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has over here. So what does that mean? In. Like, I mean, Moshe Milzus Utrasi. You're right. When it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Yira Shemayim is such a small little thing. It's a Moshe to a person where they ask for him for a big Kli and he has it. Don't look Kli Katan. So if he has it, it's like, oh, that's nothing. I'll give it to you. Katan Einlo. But if he asks him for a small thing and he doesn't have it, don't look Kli Katan. To him, it seems like, oh, it's such a huge Kli, even though it's such a small little thing. So because Moshe Rabbeinu had Yira Shemayim, he looked at it and said, yeah, it's tiny. It seems like nothing to me. Two dots. Modi Modi Mishaknos. Om Rabbi Zera. Kol Amar Shema Shema. Kol Amar Modi Modi Modi. If you say Shema Shema, it's like you said modim twice and you got to stop them. We say if you read Shema and you say it a second time, that's bad. Migunu udavi, it's disgusting, but shtukulam shakinulam, we don't stop them. Lokasha. Hadar Muslim was a vitanila. Hadar Psuka Psuka vitanila. It depends. Do you say each word one after the other? That's just called like Shema, Shema. Yisrael, Yisrael. Hashem, Hashem. Elokeinu, Elokeinu. Is it at it? Right? That's bad, but we're not going to stop them because it doesn't look like you're accepting it twice. But if you say Psuka Psuka, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Chod, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Chod, vitanila, that's a bad thing. That's when we stop them completely and we say, no, 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 you cannot do that. So you can't do the pasuk by pasuk, but you can do word by word. Maybe the reason why he did it. No puzzle, because the first time he didn't have kavanah, and the second time he had kavanah. Amar lei, chavrusa kapei shmai miyika. Right, hold on. Would you do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Maybe do it to another person. The guy didn't concentrate, the guy didn't hear you, but you wouldn't do it to Hashem. If he wasn't able to have kavanah the first time, we hit him with an iron staff. So there's no way that could be the answer to our problem. There's no way you could allow that to be. Okay, we'll stop with that. With Lamed Dalam and Aleph, we are at the Mishnah.